Spurs are on a 5-game losing streak. Let's talk about it.
You are Locked On Spurs, your daily San Antonio Spurs podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey guys, this is Jason David Frank, the Green Ranger, and you are listening to a Locked On Spurs with Jeff Garcia. It's morphin' time.
Welcome back to Locked On Spurs, right here on the Locked On NBA Network. I'm your host, Jeff Garcia, Spurs writer for Ken's 5 San Antonio. Glad to have you back. Spurs are not back in action until tomorrow night. They got themselves a little bit of a break. I think they need it, considering they're on a 5-game losing streak. And that's what we're going to talk about today. What is going on with this team in these 5 games? Is it something simple as they're on the road? Is it bigger? Is this something that Spurs fans who are on team compete should be worried about? Because I know Team Tank is loving this. So we're going to look at the eye test. We're going to look at some numbers. Later on the show, we're going to have another giveaway. Yeah, our guest is going to be donating another T-shirt. We'll talk to him in just a few seconds. But thanks for making Locked On Spurs your first listen each and every day. We are free and available wherever you get podcasts. It's going to bring in our guest. He is back, everybody. He is Rudy Campos with Sweep the League, donating another T-shirt for another giveaway. Rudy, welcome back to Locked On Spurs. And that last one we did, it went fast. I think it was in seconds, right? Somebody had reclaimed it.
Yeah, thanks for having me back, Jeff. And yeah, it went pretty quick. I got my notification as soon as we had tweeted out the Locked On episode, and I retweeted it. Bam, it was there. I was like, wow, okay. So thanks, everybody, for listening. Appreciate it. Yeah, we're doing another giveaway.
Absolutely. Yeah, exactly. And pay attention to the end of the show, because that's when Rudy and I are going to announce how you can win. And just a quick hint, you're going to want to be paying attention to what we're saying up until that point. Hint, hint. All right, Rudy. Oh, and by the way, everybody, make sure to follow Rudy on Twitter at Sweep the League. Rudy, let's talk about the losing streak. It's up to 5 games. Horrible West Coast trip. Bad. I don't think they wouldn't on that trip. But we're seeing this team just really, really get blown out. The last game with the Lakers, there wasn't even a contest. What are you seeing on that court? What are you grasping when you look at maybe the body language, the coaching? What do you think is going on with this team?
Well, the easy explanation is it's youth, man. And, you know, the thing is that it's something that we've talked about from day one going into the season. It's going to be a developmental type of season. You've got young guys. I mean, you've got guys that have been in the league only a couple of years to guys that are just starting in the league this year. You're going to see a lot of turnovers. You're going to see a lot of players just not getting the grasp right away when it comes to NBA ball. It's youth. That is the focus of the entire season. It's young guys. It's youth. It's development. It's everything like that. What we're seeing on the court is exactly what is expected. I don't care if you're on Team Tank, Team Development, Team We're Making the Play-In, whatever. The whole point of this season was to watch the youth develop. And it's exactly what we're seeing. It's going to happen. Mm-hmm. It's going to be more games like this. We called it from the beginning. And it's just something that the season is going to be for the entire year.
Yeah, and look, I look at their last 5 games, especially the West Coast trip where they didn't win a game. My first thought is maybe this is just a combination of what you're saying, the inexperience, plus being on the road. Was it like 5 games in 7 nights? Something ridiculous like that.
Yeah.
So perhaps that caught up to them. And look, let's just face it, perhaps it's the competition. Look, the Spurs don't have an Anthony Davis. Look what he did to them in that game. Spurs, what was another game? The Clippers.
Dame they don't Lillard. Have all,
yeah, yeah. They don't. Yeah, Dame Lillard. Yeah, they don't have a Dame Lillard. Look what he did. Look, the PG-13. He did. You're starting to see in these games that the talent on the opposite end of the court, Spurs opposition, is just better. Not to take away from the young guys. They admitted themselves. They've said it before. This team doesn't have a Kevin Durant, and they understand that. They've been open and honest about that. Do you think the Spurs are starting? I don't want to say the Spurs are starting, but you know, as the season goes on, Rudy, that the opposition and especially the heavy hitters on that other team are just getting more familiar with the NBA. Because I mean, there's a new season. Because you can't use the excuse anymore of, well, the season just started. We're in it now, and these players are getting comfortable now.
Yeah, you know, it's we said it, you know, I said it a lot too. It's the fact that talent outshines, you know, everything else. And a lot of these teams that got the slow starts, the LA Lakers and the Brooklyn Nets, a lot of these teams with talented players, superstars on their roster, are starting to come around and come together. And you're starting to see it now, where the Spurs got off to a hot streak. Teams weren't adjusted yet. You know, Spurs were able to catch them off guard. Hey, they had great ball movement. They were a run-and-gun type team. But once teams start to get that ball rolling, once the wheel starts turning, then you start to see the talent outshine everything else. I mean, you even go to the Sacramento Kings game. You got players like De'Aaron Fox, Giannis Sabonis. I mean, these guys are not all-worldly players, but they are more talented and have played together longer than the Spurs team. Hence the reason why it was 130-112 Sacramento. I mean, in that game, it was the first and fourth quarter. The Spurs lost that game based on those two quarters alone. But again, it's what we're saying. It's just the talent, man. They're gonna get outshined on many nights. Even the teams that you don't expect, like maybe in Oklahoma City, Shai Gilchrist-Alexander, those guys are probably going to shine more than the current Spurs roster because the Spurs do not have that superstar to compete with a lot of these teams.
Absolutely. And you look at, like, you don't want to make excuses. You know, they're professionals. They got to come out and compete. And that's what I'm seeing in these last few games. They're just not competing. Wasn't it just too long ago where everybody was glowing on the Spurs? Look at this. They don't have the talent, but my goodness, they compete. I don't see any competition out of these guys. Again, could it just be the crammed road trip, the 5 games in 7 nights? Maybe. Also, too, they're dealing with injuries. No Poeltl, no Vassell. KJ, you know, says is available but doesn't play. Hell, Pop. Pop didn't play because of illness against the Lakers. So you see a variety of changes with the lineup, with the unit, with the starting lineup. I mean, Gorgui Dieng got the start out of necessity because of Jakob Poeltl's missing the game versus the Lakers. How much do you factor that in this losing streak, Rudy?
You got to factor it in. I mean, the only way for a team to develop is to continue to play together. But if you got some injuries, if you got players sitting out that are key players to the roster, and Jakob and KJ was out, you know, with an ankle, I think in Sacramento as well. Trey Jones missed the game that was against the Warriors. So if you're not having the same lineup night in, night out, same players, you know, give the same minutes and gelling, it's going to be a long season. And that plays a huge factor because the only way for a team to come together is to play together. And if you're going to have injuries, it's going to slow people left and right. It's going to slow the development of the team overall. But even with Pop being out, you know, it's going to be a season like that, man. I mean, this season is going to be like that. It's no team's going to be healthy throughout the year. But it's games like this, it's times like this where it's next man up. And we have seen in some instances where the next man up does show up. But again, when you lose key players, it's going to be tough to win on the road or at home regardless.
I am glad you brought that up about showing up, because following the debacle against the Lakers, the assistant coach, Brett Brown, you know, admitted that, yeah, this team didn't compete. But he kept on reassuring everyone that was at the conference that this isn't the team that we're used to seeing, the competition. He said, yeah, there was no competition on these guys against the Lakers. He goes, they will respond. He kept on repeating that. They will respond. And I think they will respond. But it doesn't get any easier, Rudy. They got the Pelicans next. Then they got another pair of games against the Lakers. And then they finish out in November against the Thunder. So that's going to be a little bit of a tough out. But again, just a lack of competition within these guys. I'm seeing just based on the eye test, you know, their defense is lackluster, and we'll get into the numbers in the next segment. They're just allowing teams just to run up the score, and you're seeing them just get deflated quick. And heading into that game versus the Lakers, and now including the Lakers game, this team just cannot rally from a deficit. If they're down at half, whether it's home or the road, they're winless. If they're down at the third quarter, they're winless. So, again, that competitive fire, you don't really see. When they're down, they're down. But, yeah, we're going to look at the numbers next and see just what's going on in this losing streak. We're going to look at the last 5-game stats. And let me tell you right now, Rudy, there's going to be some that's going to make you pull your hair out and be like, oh, my goodness, it's that bad. Yeah, we are here talking with Rudy Campos with Sweep the League. Make sure to follow him on Twitter at Sweep the League. Make sure you do that right now. And this show is brought to you by Turo. Turo is the largest car sharing marketplace. With Turo, you can book any car you want, wherever you want it, from a community of local hosts. Browse a huge selection of vehicles for just about any occasion. You're on a budget, they got you covered. It's across the US, the UK, Canada, and coming soon to Australia. You can book a spacious SUV or a minivan, for a family road trip. Get a classic or luxury car for any special event, birthday, holiday, whatever you need. Find affordable economy cars if you're on a budget and just need to get to point A to point B. Test drive the new electric vehicle that you've had your eye on. See how it fits your everyday life. Many Turo hosts can even deliver the car right to you. Every trip is backed by liability insurance. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply. Forget boring rental cars. Find your next drive at Turo.com. We are back right here on Locked On Spurs with Rudy Campos. He is with Sweep the League. Stay tuned. He's going to be giving away another T-shirt. Find out how you can win that in just a few minutes. Hey, but thanks for making Locked On Spurs your first listen each and every day. Second listen, Locked On Sports Today. From the games that matter to the biggest storylines in sports, go beyond the scoreboard with Locked On Sports. Locked On Sports Today, available on this app, YouTube, and wherever you get podcasts. All right, Rudy, brace yourself. You're not going to like these numbers. You're really, really going to like these numbers. Okay, so we'll just look at the sample size of the five-game losing streak. Okay, so first of all, we know their win is 0-5. Okay, well, so Rudy, remember when the Spurs were just waxing teams? Maybe not by talent, but by the beautiful game. Remember that people were calling this, oh, this is the beautiful game, mm-hmm. version 2.0, because they're sharing the ball. They were tops in the NBA in that category in assists per game with the team. So in the five-game losing streak, that has plummeted. They stopped sharing the ball. Mm-hmm. The Spurs in the five-game losing streak. Brace yourself, Rudy. I don't even know if I want to read it to you. I'm afraid you might fall out of your seat. they are now 13th in the NBA now. Yeah, they fall flat. And they are now at 26 assists per game. So there's the first one. There's the first reason why what's going on. They stopped sharing the ball. Really, they have to lean on that. They have to lean on each other because there is no superstar. And at least in this stat, it tells us a big story. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, you've got to rely on each other. And the assist going down, it's a big old snowball, man. I mean, what that leads to is, okay, why are the assists down? You question that part. The assists are down because guys aren't hitting their shots. Field goal percentage is down as well. I mean, for the whole team overall. Shooting bad from the three-point range, shooting bad from the field in most games. When you're shooting bad as a team, those assists are going to plummet because it may be a crisp pass, the ball may be moving, but you don't get the assist if the ball doesn't go in. So it's got to go in. They've got to get the basket. So you can tell by the scoring as well. Their scoring's down too. It's just, you know, the assist part is their key. It was a focal point. It was a beautiful game at the beginning of the season. They felt more comfortable. They felt really, really confident. And like you said earlier, just this team lately had the body language has just been kind of down because of this five-game losing streak. You're starting to see it. It's starting to come on the court. It's starting to be exposed a little bit more. So that's the reason why assists are down.
As you mentioned right now, Rudy, points per game, they are dead last. Dead last in the NBA as of this recording. A mere 101.2 points per game in the last five games. That's not going to cut it. That's the byproduct of not making the shots, not sharing the ball not going in the basket, and you're seeing the point production go down. And that's not okay, considering in the NBA, you need to really be pumping in points the way the rules are designed and everything. 101 points per game, not good. Another stat that, you know, you look at it, you look at the Spurs and you're like, okay, well, you know, how worse can it get? Well, it does get worse. So 3-point percentage, they're nearly at the bottom. They rank 28th in this five-game losing streak. Not good, Rudy. Not good. Averaging 28% from the three line in the last five. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, you're in the NBA, you're going to live and die by the three. It's a fact. You've got nothing but shooters in the NBA. A lot of teams are jacking up threes, and a lot of teams make them at a pretty good rate. But when you're shooting 20% against the Lakers, I mean, you're also talking, 26% against the Clippers. I mean, the horrendous shooting from the three-point range is going to kill you on most nights in the NBA. You're not going to win, especially if the other teams are knocking down 45-50% from three-point range. I mean, that's going to be a killer no matter what. But along the same lines, you have to keep shooting them. I mean, that's a focal point in the league. Eventually, they're gonna be knocked down. Your percentage is probably going to be bad for a while. But eventually, as long as you keep shooting, you develop a shot. It's just something that they've got to really work on. But again, moving the ball helps because the open three is going to be at a higher percentage than a contested three. So you just got to keep shooting. But yeah, three-point shooting down is a killer for any NBA team, not just the San Antonio Spurs.
All right, Rudy. So we put all this together, right? We see the assists are plummeting. We see the points per game are plummeting. Three-point percentage is plummeting. So all this equals not only just losses, but looking at the plus minus, they are dead last in the NBA in the last five at a minus 23.0. This is how bad it is. The 29th team in that category of plus minus, the Hornets, they're staying competitive though. They're minus 7.2. That's a dramatic jump from number 29 team in the NBA, the Hornets, minus 7.2 to the Spurs dead last. Minus 23.0. They're getting waxed, aren't they, Rudy?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's the plus or minus is a really big key. I used to like watching that the entire time and following plus or minus of teams. Being that they are that far low, which actually, you're right, I'm really shocked it's that low. I didn't check it lately. It just shows you that they're not competing at all at any level on any part of the court. And that's kind of concerning from a Pop standpoint, because Pop being one of the greatest coaches, if not the greatest coach in the NBA history, you see better performances from teams. But again, you go back to talent. The talent is there. It's just not superstar talent. It's star-level talent, and you're going to get a lot of these games. And I hate repeating myself, but it's a developmental year, so it shocks me that they're that low, but it doesn't shock me that they're low. It just means that, hey, it's going to be a long year. It's going to be a long year. Luckily, in San Antonio, winners don't last that long. Hopefully, this team doesn't last this long in the losing aspects of the game.
Yeah, in other categories, you see the numbers just jumping out in a bad way for your Spurs in the last five games. Opponent points on the fast break. The Spurs, I believe, they ranked 23rd in that department. They're allowing 15 fast break points. So teams are definitely running on this team, on the Spurs, that is. Even points in the paint, the Spurs, they're allowing 47, close to 48. So that's like their best kind of stat right now. You know, all things considered, that's good for 10th. But, that's probably the byproduct of Jakob Poeltl just manning that paint there. So, I mean, he's doing his job there. You're looking at just this team, and look, they're in a down spot right now. Nobody should be too shocked, Rudy, that this team is losing, because you had even Vegas projecting somewhere low 20s. So they tend to be tracking right now as far as win totals for the season, Rudy.
Yeah, and I mean, I've agreed with Vegas the whole time. 22, 23 wins. I think I gave them 24 in a recent show with you, but I'm not changing my fact on that. I mean, my decision on that. It's going to be a 22, 23, maybe 24 win season. Vegas is right on that. You're starting to see it now. You're starting to see what I was feeling the Spurs were going to experience. I figured they were going to have less wins, you know, going into the season already for the first 20 games, but they've already kind of outshined there in that aspect of the game. But yeah, it's going to be 22, 23 wins. And, you know, I like to say certain stuff and I like to keep certain stuff for myself, but you have a lot of people talking about Wemby. And look at the roster as is. Will Victor Wembanyama actually bring them to 40 wins? Is he going to generate an extra 18 to 20 wins for a season? You've got to surround yourself with that person with another player. And that's kind of where I'm trying to say, like, it doesn't matter who gets drafted this coming NBA draft. It's a lot more than just one player is all it is.
Yeah. Yeah, look, and here's the other thing, too. You know, just because, let's just project out, like, okay, miracle happens, Spurs get the number one pick. You know, he's going to have Wembanyama. You know, he's going to need time to adjust. He's going to need time to, you know, get acclimated to the NBA. Teams are definitely going to be physical. He's going to have a big target on his back. So you can't tell me players like Embiid, Joker, you know, Anthony Davis, those bigs, Cat are going to go at him. You know, hell, everybody's going to want to try to dunk on him too. So there's that. And he's going to be a teenager. Will he help change the fortunes of the franchise? Of course he is. But Tim Duncan was a 4-year college player when he came. David Robinson, Naval Academy, finished it completely through, you know, and then made an impact. Then once in a while you get lucky, you get the Kawhi Leonards, you know, a 15 pick, but, you know, Spurs made a deal. So, yeah, you know, there's going to be even patience in that department. But, yeah, the losing streak continues. It doesn't get any easier for this team. Up next are the Pelicans, Zion, B.I., C.J. McCollum. Spurs definitely got themselves a tall task ahead of them, but that's not for a couple of days. When we get back, we're going to wrap up this episode of Locked On Spurs giveaway. That's free. Let me underscore that. Free Sweep the League t-shirt courtesy of Rudy Campos and much, much more. But before we do that, this episode is brought to you by LinkedIn Talent Solutions. These days, every new potential hire can feel like a high-stakes wager for your small business. You want to be 100% certain that you have access to the best qualified candidates available. That's why you got to have and check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs helps find the right people for your team faster and for free. Look, you can add your job, and then they have this function where you can add a purple hashtag hiring frame on your LinkedIn profile to spread the word that you are hiring right now. Simple tools like screening questions, all that, it just makes it easy to focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience so you can quickly prioritize who you like to interview and hire. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. Here's what you got to do. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the qualified candidates you want to talk to faster. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/lockedonmba. That's linkedin.com/lockedonmba. Post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. We are back right here on Locked On Spurs with my good friend Rudy Campos. He is with Sweep the League and apparently the only man in the universe to ever make Kang the Conqueror quake in his floating chair. How do you do it, Rudy? How do you do it? How do you strike fear in Kang the Conqueror?
Well, I possess something better than the Infinity Gauntlet, and that is the flea market chancla. So that'll strike fear into just anybody's eyes, even Kang.
It still strikes fear in me, even though I'm all old. I see that sandal, that sandal on the floor. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, keep that away from me. Just keep that away from me.
Oh, yeah.
But leads us to our main event here. That is the giveaway. So once again, Rudy Campos and Sweep the League are giving away another free t-shirt. They go fast, everybody. Seriously. You just look at the last time Rudy did this for us here at Locked On Spurs. Within a mere seconds. I don't even think it was fresh out of the can yet, Rudy. And right away, somebody caught it, and you caught it. You brought it to my attention. You're like, hey, Jeff, we got a winner. It's like, whoa. Because I wasn't anticipating it to that happen. I thought it was going to happen like just later in the day. But yeah, they go fast. Rudy, again, we thank you for donating another t-shirt here at Locked On Spurs. By the way, how have the other contests gone? Fans that won are pretty excited to get a free tee.
Oh yeah, they're really excited to get a free tee. They get it on they post it on Twitter saying thank you, and I mean never necessary at all, but if you want to post it up and show your support for Sweep the League and also for Locked On Spurs as well, because without Locked On Spurs, you wouldn't be getting these free shirts.
We're going to make it very, very easy for you. So how are you going to win? So first of all, you want to tweet at me on Twitter, at Jeff G Spurzone, and Rudy too, at Sweep the League. All right. One, that's your first step. Number two, yeah, in that tweet, you got to say that I, Jeff, provide the best Spurs coverage in San Antonio, and Rudy provides the best sports coverage. He's going to talk about Sweep the League in just a few seconds in San Antonio. And then add a GIF of Kang the Conqueror. That's all you got to do.
Ooh.
That's all you got to do. Ooh. One, follow us on Twitter at Sweep the League, at Jeff G Spurs Zone. In that tweet, say that I provide the best Spurs coverage in San Antonio and Rudy provides the best sports coverage in San Antonio. And then Jeff, a picture
of Kang the Conqueror. You do all that, and you're the first one to do it. You get a free t-shirt courtesy of Sweep the League. And speaking of Sweep the League, brag about it, Rudy. Why should everybody be tuning in?
Everybody needs to tune in because, man, we talk everything from Spurs to NBA to Cowboys to NFL, even MLB. We even throw in life's hacks in there sometimes because, you know what, life and sports go hand in hand. It's every single Monday night. We release our episodes every single Monday night. It's myself, it's Derek Gerber, it's Candice Avila-Garcia, Rocky Garza. It's just the entire crew, Shamaya on the beats. Stats himself. It's a great time. It's a fun time. I guarantee you'll have a blast listening. You'll get some laughs. And again, shout out to Jeff, because without Jeff, Sweep the League would have never happened. We can go back in the history books way back when on another episode. So again, appreciate you, Jeff, for everything.
Anytime, buddy. I thank you for hopping on Lockdown Sports. And by the way, you've been on, you've been away from post recap game duties because of the West Coast trip. There's no way I was going to put you through that, man. There's no way. No way.
It's all right. I had the coffee pot in case I needed to get on.
No, I'm glad. I'm glad we both didn't have to do that, because that would have just been brutal the next day. Hey, we're done talking. We want to hear from you. What do you think about the Spurs losing streak? What does the eye test tell you? What do the numbers tell you? Is there another number stat that we didn't bring up? Again, you know how to get us on Twitter at Sweep the League, at Jeff G Spurs Zone. And we thank you for making Lockdown Spurs your first listen each and every day. Second listen, Lockdown Sports Today podcast, biggest stories of the day, instant reactions, big game recaps, take of the day, available on the Odyssey app, YouTube, wherever you get podcasts, just like Lockdown Spurs, Odyssey app, YouTube, Kins 5 Plus app, Kins5.com/Spurs, just wherever you get podcasts. So for Rudy Kang the Conqueror Campos, I am Jeff Garcia. We're going to put a lock on this episode of Lockdown Spurs.